This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, as you all know, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm going to take you right over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com and highlight what did they say about Jesus before they had him crucified. Because they'll say the same things about you in just a couple of minutes. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, you have this lunatic, literally a lunatic. And notice how they're taking these said representatives and they're lowering the standard. And if you look in Scripture, you can see that corrupt kings always chose the baser sort. And they appointed them in positions, subordinate positions, friends. Of course, to be subordinate to them. And that was always to keep the people in control at a lower standard. And this all falls to the expectation of the people and what they tolerate concerning those said representatives. But when you look at over at Cory Booker, I mean, the guy, can I have a little fun with you, friends? I mean, the guy, the picture that I'm looking at right now, he looks like Festus from Adam's Family back in the 60s. I was a little kid. And of course, I was wrong when they made those sitcoms. But the fact of the matter is, what I'm looking at right now, it's like, whoa! How do you take this guy serious? Not just because of his look, friends, but because of his actions. Matthew 7:16. This senator, somehow, how he got there, nobody knows, of course, but Senator Cory Booker is latest to refuse to condemn Rep. Ilhan Omar's dismissal of 9/11. Again, friends, I don't care what Senator Cory Booker has to say about it. I don't care what Ocasio has to say about it, or Rashida Tlaib. I don't care what she has to say about it. I care what the law has to say about it. And if they're not going to condemn the crime, then you need to remove them, people, because that's the whole purpose of government in the first place, friends, is to restrain men from sin. Does this not spell out for you, America? Does this not show you they themselves are taking mask off and showing you exactly who they are and what it is at what it is that they're advocating? If they're refusing to deny the law and enforcing the law against the likes of Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib or Ocasio or Pelosi or Maxine Waters or Feinstein, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Folks, they're not doing their job. They're not upholding the oath in which they swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that includes said representatives. Forgive me, friends. Don't complain about what you tolerate, because the likes of Senator Cory Booker and others, friends, are a reflection of the American people. Again, keep in mind, those that work for us derive their just powers from the consent of we, the governed, okay? And if they're not representing we, the people, and they're acting outside of their delegated authority, then you need to ask the question, who gave them that delegated authority to act in such an unlawful manner? They operate, friends, in a foreign manner to the Constitution of the United States. It's un-American. Just so you know, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. He refuses to condemn Rep. Ilhan Omar. Now, friends, I want to just take a moment so you can understand how this all works. Ilhan Omar, for those that are trying to figure out how it is that she got into her particular position, Keith Ellison, Rashida Tlaib, and other Muslims that are beginning to infiltrate American government. What they're doing under the noses of the American people is they are bringing these illegals in. And when I'm calling them illegals, friends, they're coming here not to assimilate. That means they're being subversive. That means they mean to commit the act of treason against their government because they are, in fact, attempting to implement Sharia law. Now, read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And again, understand that these people are acting subversively against the American government. That is illegal in any country, by the way, not just in America. But when you look at Ilhan and these other Muslims that are beginning to infiltrate American government, keep in mind what's happening under the noses of the American people, because the CIA-controlled media is, in fact, along with corrupt said representatives, folks, alluring these people into the United States of America illegally, again, and I'm talking about your representatives that you need to remove Article 2, Section 4. You need to understand that they're bringing them in under the noses of the American people. They're giving them no media coverage until they colonize to a point, friends, where they cannot be ignored. Once they colonize in certain areas of the United States, and by the way, it's all pre-planned, just so you don't think that it just happened by chance, but it's all pre-planned. They're bringing them into certain parts, in certain cities, in certain counties, demographically. And then once they get enough numbers, they'll take their representatives to represent Sharia law. And then what they'll do is they'll vote them in. And by the way, in Minneapolis alone, you're seeing the Somalians, when it comes time to vote, they're busy. They're busy doing the stuff. They're filling the gyms. And they're filling the gyms, friends. And by the way, their speeches are in Arabic. Okay, their victory speeches are being brought forth in Arabic, so the American people can't even understand what they're saying. But so you know, America, it's happening because you're letting this happen in your own backyards. So they're colonizing, they're bringing them in under the noses of the American people, they're colonizing, and then once they get to a certain number, they'll vote in their representative to begin to implement Sharia law. This is how this is happening on a nationwide basis. So don't act surprised when you see a Senator Cory Booker refusing to condemn. Well, you need to understand he's one of those people that I'm talking about that's illegally bringing them in. Read U.S. Code 8, 1324. And you'll understand, friends, right then and there, that Senator Cory Booker, along with mayors and governors and other said representatives, fiend representatives, friends, acting as if they're a representative of the American people, when in fact they're representing a foreign people by handing your government off to them. That's exactly what's happening. This should come as no surprise when you see this kind of stuff happen. So my Bible tells me that we're supposed to get rid of the leaven in the lump, that we might have a holy lump. And if you're not willing to remove the likes of Senator Cory Booker or others, then don't sit back and complain about what you're tolerating. And also keep in mind, friends, that they're colonizing even now under your radar, under your noses, because the CIA media refuses to report on what's really happening in your country today. And this is an overthrow, friends, and this is what dictators do. And I'm just waiting for someone to call me at any time and saying, Bradley, you're crazy. Because when I get that phone call, I'm going to take you to task and show you the past so you can understand the futures. Because this is exactly what dictators do in every overthrow of a government, every step of the way. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come right back to Sons of Liberty Media.com in just a moment. And we're going to highlight some of the things that are taking place in the United States of America that the CIA-controlled media means to withhold so you don't know the difference. See, they don't want you to move, friends, on the behalf of their crimes. They want you to move on the behalf of what they say. They want you to zero in on their political adversaries. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know that you can jump over to the YouTube page. We broadcast live every day. We want to give a shout-out to our friend Michael Roach. Thank you for the broadcast. And it's easily accessible if you want to do more than just listen. That is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Keep typing in those words until that page comes up, because it will, and it's pretty easy to access. The accessibility is. I want to get back to, again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's just that simple. Going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Florida workers find dozens of alleged secret graves at juvenile institution where boys were tortured and raped. You know, friends, we're seeing more and more and more and more and more and more and more of this on a daily basis. And as I've said and shared with my friends, and even sometimes with question marks, what happened in America that men would turn on children, or women would turn on children? If you look in Scripture, friends, you can't find it. You want to know why? Because people just didn't go there. It does tell us in Exodus 22 that if you are to basically zero in on a child or a widow or a stranger, and they'd all cry out unto me, the Lord said that he would kill them with the sword. And this is, by the way, what they're trying to normalize today. And I told you 15 years ago, to those that have given the homosexual lobby a pass, I told you what it was about from the very get-go. Sex before 8, before it's too late. And keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama ordained illegally a czar, unconstitutionally, Kevin Jennings. And remember that his icon was Harry Hay. He was the safe school czar, America. And his hero was Harry Hay from an organization called North American Man Boy Love Association, which is found in gay pride parades across America and across the world, where they hold up signs stating sex before 8, before it's too late. But nobody wanted to listen to that. And yet you can see the homosexual manifesto that's been put into the congressional record back in 1987, February, by Michael Swift. But Americans still want to act like it's not really happening. You want to know why? Because they do the unthinkable, and they believe that you would never believe that they're capable or willing or are guilty of committing crimes against children. And this can, friends, let me tell you what, is being popped open all across the globe. Pedophile rings. Child trafficking. And I also want to tell you, in America, friends, you're dealing with the issues of child trafficking because of the failure of those that you call law enforcement in the United States of America. If they were enforcing the laws against the crime and sending the message that we will not tolerate crimes against children, we wouldn't have the issue here. So every time that you hear of a new crime today and a new crime tomorrow, and a new crime being committed against he or she or that demographic or this demographic, it's because government's not enforcing the laws. As a matter of fact, if you look at what's going on in your government today, federal government and local government in many cases, friends, you're going to see that they're guilty of the crimes that I'm highlighting even now. And if you think that's far-fetched, why don't you take some time and go to the conspiracy of silence? Watch the documentary that your government meant to shut down before it was aired on Discovery Channel. Conspiracy of Silence. Check it out, friends. But again, here on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, workers find dozens of alleged secret graves at juvenile institutions where boys were tortured and raped. Well, why, America, do you put up with this? You know, it's also interesting to note that Jesus said it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. And yet this is what it's about. This is what they're zeroing in on, friends. Did you forget about Jerry Sandusky? Did you forget about George Bush Jr., friends, pointing the finger to Jerry Sandusky's organization and saying, you need to be a part of that organization, and people don't want to put two and two together? And nobody wants to pay attention to the fact that the Bushes were pointed out concerning the crimes against children through the conspiracy of silence, friends. And the pedophile rings that are in Washington, D.C. And, of course, nobody wants to talk about the Department of Justice in the United States of America. I'm sorry, Department of Defense, where Brian Bender from the Boston Globe broke this story probably 10 years ago now under criminal Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite himself, who, in fact, implemented over 225 homosexuals and transgenders to government positions in the United States of America. Sounds like Adolf Hitler, friends, doesn't it? Well, yep. Then again, link it back to George Bush Jr., and Grandpa Bush, Prescott Bush, who was financing illegally Hitler's war during World War II. And you'll see that what you're seeing is a branch of the Third Reich being unfolded. And don't forget about Project Paperclip, friends, when they took those war criminals back over into America. So don't act surprised when you're seeing these things come up before your faces. But what I was saying is Jesus said that it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend these little ones. And yet they offend these little ones and they think they're playing games. No, they're damning themselves is what they're doing. And those crimes are a felony big time in the United States of America. Yet the media is trying to normalize the crime. Now, I want to go back to something I was just saying. The Department of Defense in the United States of America, under Barack Hussein Obama, they found that over 5,000 members of the Department of Defense in the United States of America were busted downloading child pornography. When criminal Eric Holder was sought out to bring forth investigations, he said that he didn't have the resources to do so. No, but he had the resources to go ahead and attempt to create crimes against innocent American people, didn't he? Yep, he sure did. He sure did. Again, America, I got a question for you. Why do you put up with these crimes? Sons of Liberty Media.com. We've seen what's going on over in France. Notre Dame Cathedral Inferno intentionally set. Of course it was. You just got to ask who said it. Because the brown shirts are always attempting to incite division so they can break down the system. You know, it's interesting, during the break, I was listening to the commercial, and they were talking about how the cathedral will be rebuilt again. There's a billionaire coming forward and saying, I'll have it rebuilt. And it will be like that of September 11th. It's interesting, since September 11th, mosques have grown 74% in America. In France, while they're alluring Muslims into their country who are taking responsibility for burning down the cathedral, they said they're going to build another one. And they'll be ringing again. The bells will be ringing again, just like they were on September 11th. Isn't it interesting how they condemn the crime, but they don't condemn the individuals that are responsible for committing the crime? Because they're a part of it. You need to understand that. They're a part of it. Wow, that's amazing how that works, isn't it? Well, to bring it to the United States of America, in South Carolina, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have church vandalized, windows broken, and it's spray painted on the side of this church in South Carolina. Again, remember the brown shirts, friends, that are trying to incite domestic insurrection by creating war with certain demographics of people. Let's pit the Muslims against the Christians, and the Jews against these people, and these people against these people. This is how they win the war. Read Mark 3:25. But in South Carolina, friends, it's spray painted on the side of this church, submit to God through Islam, and Muhammad is his prophet, spray painted on the wall. You know what, friends? I don't wholly believe it, to be honest with you. I believe that there's people that are in there doing these things, blaming each other, blaming groups for them as they create the war. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun whatsoever. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have another congresswoman, Ocasio, here again, meeting with pro-Hamas group. America, do you think this is some sort of game? I'm just curious. Do you not see what's taking place here? It's as easy and it's as clear as the nose on your faces, friends, as to what's going on here. Your country is systematically being broken down and handed over to those that mean to rule over you. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 and 68. And the whole of Leviticus 26, verse 15, starting at 15 to the end of the chapter. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have Pentagon's bookkeeping is atrocious. The books are wrong on everything. Isn't that interesting, friends? Can you imagine if your bookkeeping was off on your taxes? How much trouble you would be in? But I'm talking about your representatives. How come it is that they get away with their bookkeeping that's way off? How is it that they're okay to just go ahead and lose trillions of dollars and not be accountable to anybody? I'll tell you why. Again, friends, the responsible party is the American people that allow these things to take place. Justice guards our liberty. Isaiah 51, verse 4.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation on a visit to Europe. While in Ireland, the California Democrat commented on the fire at Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral.
What a tragedy. and just such an historic place. Of course, a place of religion, a place of culture, a place of history. I remember going there with my family when I was a girl and taking my own children there, my grandchildren going, and just a sort of a central place of faith.
On the topic of the 2020 election, Pelosi said everything is at stake. President Trump talked about his tax cuts while in Minnesota yesterday.
Thanks to our tremendous tax cuts, the biggest, Minnesota families are saving more than $5 billion on their 2018 tax bills. $5 billion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just going back and forth with live chat. And I got some folks on there that just, again, boy, oh boy, they look for excuses as to why they submit to tyranny. And it's interesting, they use scripture out of context, like they are right now, and saying that we're supposed to submit to authorities. And I asked the question, who ordained those authorities? Who substantiated and ordained those magistrates to execute the authority? And it's scary, friends. I mean, maybe these people and those that are watching me now need to read the Declaration of Independence. And maybe you need to take some time and go from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations and understand that nowhere did God command his church to refuse obedience to him, to subject themselves to tyranny. Nowhere can you find that in Scripture. Nowhere. And yet you get these people that are online, I'm seeing it right now, and they act like they know what they're talking about when in France, in fact, what they're doing is they're enslaving you through a lack of knowledge. They have it upside down completely, friends, and this is why judgment is backwards in this country today. Those that serve we, the people in this country, we receive our rights from God, first and foremost, and to an obedient church, you delegate authority to those that serve we, the people. We do not work for them, they work for us. According to the rule of God's law. And it's called common law for a reason, the Mosaic Institution. And yet what we're seeing in this country today is just the exact opposite. We see many people in government positions today that are advocating the very opposite of what they're to be advocating concerning the law against the crime. They're committing and teaching the crime against the law. And then they act like they're above the law. And then you get these people like this that don't know the difference. Well, they're adding strength to tyranny, friends. And they're called demigods. And that's why these people that serve we, the people, believe they're above the law, because the American people believe that they can do and act in such a fashion. That's ignorance in action, friends, is what it is. And people need to wake up and open their eyes. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. My goodness, friends, wake up. What was John the Baptist's problem? What was Jesus' problem? What was the prophet's problem? What were their problems, friends? What was our forefathers' problems? You know, it was our forefathers that said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Period. And if you look at the Declaration of Independence, what did they do? They threw off tyranny because they wouldn't be ruled by God. They forgot who they worked for. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's many articles. I want to get over to this really quick because people need to understand. Literally, they need to understand what the Word says. Folks, 99% of the time that I have issues with people is because they don't read their Bibles. If they would read their Bibles, I wouldn't have to say anything. I wouldn't be on the air today. I had a lady come up to me, this is probably about a month and a half ago. And we did a high school assembly in Florida, and she set up other events for us. And someone had called her with some concerns about who Bradley Dean was. Now, keep in mind, 94% of the American people don't believe the media, but when the media reports it, then they question the people that are telling the truth. And then they scrutinize you, and then they persecute you from city to city. Well, she had called us, and I had told her, I said, well, who told you that? And, of course, we don't hear from her after that. Because all of a sudden she realized, wait a second, and of course this individual called herself a Christian. Well, she said, you know, there's other preachers that are very concerned about their reputations. I said, I know, that's exactly why they're not in trouble. They're there to please men. They're not there to please God. And when you look at Scripture clearly, friends, you can see in Mark 14:56, for many bear false witness against him, against Jesus, but their witnesses did not agree together. See, this is the problem they have, is the truth. That truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Just let it loose. It will defend itself. But again, going back to this woman that said, you know, I've had people contact me because they've had concerns about who you are. And you know where they're getting their information from? Wikipedia. From the media that they say they don't believe in. And you know, I write articles, and almost every time I write articles addressing this issue, I give them all the bad news in which people are saying about me. I'm not hiding anything. I'm bringing it to them, and I'm saying, look what they said about me. This is what you need to understand as to what they're going to do and say to you and about you when you get out there and actually do the right things as well. Philippians 2:7-10 said, but made himself of no reputation. This is the problem with preachers today in America, friends. They care more about their reputation than they do their duty and obligation before a God that gave them commandments. They care about their reputations as if to suggest they're going to take them with them. But Jesus didn't make himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. You know, the fact of the matter is, friends, before I start kicking this, people are scary in this country that call themselves Christians. And just remember what I just said, 99.9% of those that have a problem with who you are and what you do, they don't even know the word. They can't tell you a thing about it except, thou shalt not judge. They can pervert Scripture the way Satan perverted Scripture, but they can't tell you what Jesus said in context, can they? Nope, they can't. See, these people are guilty of saying, we have no king but King Caesar. These people are guilty of gathering people against those that are doing the work of the Lord. And it's true when it's been said, friends, and it still is true today in the present. They persecute the living Christians, and then they praise the dead ones. See, they praise the dead Christians, and the ones that are alive, they persecute them. Nothing new under the sun. Crucify him, crucify him. It's exactly what they're doing today, friends. Exactly what they're doing today. Again, Mark 14:56, for many bear false witness against him, against Jesus, but their witness agreed not together. Hey, folks, if there's one thing that I've had to deal with over and over again since first hitting the straight and narrow path in my ministry, Matthew 7:14, it is in dealing with being accused of the opposite of what I'm guilty of. Read Isaiah 5:20. I mean, folks, those that lie know how to tell the truth. They know how to lie better than most people in this country know how to tell the truth. It's true. They know how to lie better than most people in this country know how to tell the truth. And as I just said, friends, they accuse you of the opposite of what you're really guilty of. The things of which I am guilty, such as bringing forth the truth, no one dares address because that exposes them for that which they are guilty of. Read Malachi 2:6. Do you remember when Jesus said in Matthew 5:11, he said, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." I remember many years ago, I had a guy call me up. Yeah, if I said his name, everybody would know who he is. Called me up and said, "Bradley, I want to fly out and spend a couple days with you." And I said, "Okay," but what I did before I agreed to that is I had the team go online to see what sort of traffic he had around his name. Oh, and he was being accused of this, that, and the other thing. And he was being accused of this, that, and the other thing for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. And when I seen that, I said, "Sure, bring him on down." You know, the Bible says if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, there is no light in them. And if you have the testimony, you're going to understand what it's like to be persecuted. You're going to understand what it's like to be lied about. I remember doing a high school assembly in Northfield, Minnesota. It was one of the first assemblies I ever did. And after I did this assembly, friends, all of a sudden I was on the front page of their papers for 6 weeks being accused of everything that was untrue. And by the way, every kid in that school knew what the media was doing was completely untrue. They were undoing themselves. For example, and for the sake of time, I stopped the assembly. I had two assemblies that day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. There was about 800 students in the school, so I had half of them in the morning. I stopped the assembly. I'm the drummer in the band. I bring a drumstick over to this kid that was crippled. He was in a wheelchair. And I wanted him to feel special about what was going on during that assembly because he was kind of in the background. And I pulled him out, and I put the spotlight on him, and I handed him a drumstick. And the next day, they reported in the paper that Bradley Dean was making fun of. And by the way, we have everything on film. Everything we do, we film it, and there's a reason for it. So you might know the truth. And you would think those that call themselves Christians would know better. No, nothing's changed in 2,000 years. You know who reported on me for 6 weeks in a row, friends? One of the local Presbyterians. She was a woman that was ordaining women to marry women and men to marry men before it was even considered law in this country, which will never be law. It's policy. It runs contrary to law. It will never be validated by the U.S. Constitution because it's not validated by the God of heaven. It's an abomination. He condemns that lifestyle. Folks, this has happened to me 100 times over. I remember after I seen that and heard what was going on in Northfield, Minnesota, accusing me of making fun of handicapped kids, never even entered into my mind, friends. I remember I went home and I was laying on my bed and I was upstairs and it broke my heart because I didn't understand yet. See, your enemies will teach you the Lord's school if you're willing to hold up the cross and bear the cross. And as I'm laying there, I got tears running down both sides of my face because I'm laying back saying, "Lord, what is going on? What is the deal with this?" And what flashed into my mind through my heart, first and foremost, was Jesus Christ crucified on the cross. He came unto his own and his own received him not. They rejected the light because they loved the darkness. John 3, starting verse 18 to 21. I further found out that this Presbyterian preacher, she was also a gossip columnist for a local propaganda outlet in St. Paul called the Pioneer Press. And boy, oh boy, did she bite on an attack. But what she didn't realize, friends, is she was giving me a platform, and I took the platform rather than coddling up and feeling sorry for myself. I learned the lesson. And I learned the lesson when I looked to the cross. If you don't look to the cross, you're not going to learn the lesson. They're enemies of the cross. By the way, this Presbyterian pastor, as she called herself, also said that she didn't like the fact that her daughter was an atheist in a public school and that I was in that public school giving the message that I give, which is lawful because we've never lost the right. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Now I'm going back and forth again on live feed. These people are interacting with me, friends, because there's so few that are willing to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Now they're trying to get me to go over to Scripture and say, well, read 1 Peter. It's like, well, dude, I've read it a couple hundred times, but you're not keeping it in context. This is another show. And instead of just simply watching the videos that we've made and bringing it to the Word of God, they don't want to see what the Word of God has to say, friends. Just like when I was at the church yesterday in Canton, Ohio on Sunday. I'm sorry, Sunday morning, when you were showing them pictures of abortion. They didn't want to see the pictures of abortion because they didn't want to see what their responsibility was. They want to avoid responsibility. They attempt to justify themselves by taking the Word of God out of context. Reminds me of the Pharisees of the day, friends. The Pharisees of the day attempted to reject the counsel of God against themselves because they want to stand on something that their pastor, that doesn't even know what the Word of God has to say, said. What does it say in context? Keep it in context. We're talking about on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Christians, what did they say about Jesus before they had him crucified? Because they're going to say the same things about you. You know what, friends? Don't ever trust anybody that doesn't bear their cross. Don't ever trust anybody that doesn't have scars, that doesn't have the testimonies of the Lord. Don't trust him as far as you can throw him. Jesus didn't commit himself to men because he knew what was in man. But I'm talking about the Bible talking specifically to the church and those that are in the church saying, prove those that you labor with. Prove them. Because there's too many do-gooders out there that are willing to say the right thing and they speak and they act out of school. They have no idea what they're talking about. But they act like they have all the answers. A bunch of theologians who try to explain things to you that they themselves can't even explain. know, folks, I post this stuff because I want people to see what happens to those that walk in the light. I want people to understand what Scripture says when the Bible clearly says, blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and shall all manner of evil, they shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. This is what Jesus said. Remember the Pharisees called him Beelzebub? Remember they called him the devil? And remember Jesus looked at him and said, listen, if they said that about me, imagine what they're going to say about you. I even had, hey folks, just so you understand, I even had, and I posted it on this article for you to see, what Wikipedia said. Okay? But remember what you said. You don't believe what they say. So I take it and I put it out there so you can see what the media has to say about those that walk in the light. Well, so what I did is I posted it because I want people to see what they say about me. That's why quite often I say, hey, listen, you got questions about who we are. Why don't you go? If you know the word of God, you're going to identify with this right away. If you are a doer of the word and not a hearer, only deceiving yourselves, you're not going to understand. Because you're a part of the problem. You hold the truth in unrighteousness is what Scripture says. I even had one lady say, making reference to one of my articles, it said Bradley Dean, really, you know what people need to understand, and let me say this real clear, I'm not on the radio, nor do I minister, nor do I preach, nor do I go on radio, nor do I go on television to give you my opinion. You know what I always make reference to? The Word of God, with Scripture reference, without fail, and what the Constitution says, and the reference, without fail. I'm not giving you my opinion. The people that don't like the Word of God and the people that don't like the laws, the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America, they're giving you their opinion. And I don't care what their opinion is, just for the record. One lady said, it said Bradley Dean, really. She put on there like, Bradley Dean, like he's got any credibility. I mean, these are like people making references to Snope. A CIA operation, a bunch of embezzlers who have hired on Dominatrix or Dominatrix, however you want to pronounce it. You can go online, they pronounce it 13 different ways. Well, you know, the devil told me this about Jesus, and they listened to what the devil had to say about Jesus rather than what Jesus said in exposing the devil. So when this lady said, Bradley Dean, really? I just put the link up there. Hey, listen, I want you to see everything people have said about me because this lady is too scripturally ignorant to understand that these promises of prosecution are aimed at the church. Even those that desire to live godly, the Bible says, shall be persecuted. Shall be. When Wikipedia came after me, it was interesting to note as well, it was the founder that did it. But it was interesting to note that in my aid, the Lord sent Dr. Judith Reisman, who used to work at the DOJ, in my defense. And she called out Jimmy Wales, the founder of Wikipedia, for exactly who he is and his beginnings in pornography. Okay, here you again have the devil pointing a finger at one of the servants of Jesus. You know, the first thing I notice from the person questioning my credibility, which isn't my credibility, it's the Word of God they're questioning. Who wrote Bradley Dean, really, just happened to be a lesbian, and we know where this comes from. It's interesting, lesbians and homosexuals, it's always been told me as a kid that they're backwards. Yep, they are backwards. Totally backwards. I mean, the boy dresses up as the woman and acts like a woman, okay? And the girl acts like she's the boy. And then they blame God for the way that they were created, when in fact they're the responsible party for making the wrong choices. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings, therefore choose life. They blame God for the choices that they make. This is like someone that kills someone with a gun, and then they blame the gun. But what they don't want you to pay attention to is the fact that they made the choice to pull the trigger. See how that works? Now, apparently these people, along with those who give ear to them, fail to understand that in every state in our union, sodomy is a felony. Okay, but you've given it a green light, America. Now we see what it's really about, don't we? Yep. It took, 10 years for people to figure out what the whole homosexual lobby was after and what they're going for? And how they attack everybody that doesn't agree with them through totalitarian methods as they slap your face and pull your hair? And then when the cameras show up, they play the victim? as they perpetuate the crime? Yep, I know exactly what this is about, friends. I've been at the end aim of these people over and over and over again. And by the grace of God, I ain't moving. Hey, folks, these are the same sort of people, because it's nothing short of the criminals calling the police officers pigs, or the devil calling Jesus Beelzebub through the Pharisees, Matthew 12:27-29, and James 3:18. Now, this is the response when you're faithful to preach the gospel message. What is the message? I heard someone just the other day say that the first thing Jesus said was to, and they're in error, they're in spiritual error, they don't know the word, they say the first thing Jesus said is to go cast out devils. No, that's not what it was. The first prerequisite was to take up the cross, deny yourself and follow me, to study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, to know the doctrine. And then he said, when you're equipped and you're empowered by the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, Acts 5. Then he said, go and preach the message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Okay? Then he said, raise the dead, heal the sick, and cast out devils. And in that order. And this is all, hey folks, you have a corrupt government because you are corrupt in your doctrines. You have a corrupt government because you are ignorant of the law. It's the same thing in the natural as in the spiritual in the church. But it first started in the church. Now, after reading the first sentence of the accusations, of course, from the link that was sent to me, Bradley Dean, really, I thought to myself that if you're that ignorant to believe these lies, then you're ignorant enough to believe anything. And by the way, they do. No wonder why the mainstream media is getting away with the propaganda that they are propagating, friends, and promulgating. Romans 1:19. However, let me make clear that I'm not here to justify myself. I'm not. That's the Lord's business. Nor am I attempting to safeguard my reputation so that it may appeal to the fallen propensities that men have in order that, in the end, I may receive their approbations. I'm not here for your approbations or your approvals. I'm not here to please men. I'm here to please God. Read Mark 16:15, Philippians 2:7-9. Read Galatians 1. I'm merely pointing out to those that should scripturally know better the scriptural truths of the matter. And one of the surest ways in identifying a real ministry is by the persecution that it endures. John 15:20. And in response to what say you, Bradley, I responded with, what did they say about Jesus before they crucified him? And well, let me take the time now to explain to those that do not take the time to read their Bibles what they should already know, found in 2 Timothy 2:5. Listen carefully, okay? That first, but now I'm going over to Luke 23:1-5. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. Notice they had to do it at night because everything they were doing was illegal. And they began to accuse Jesus, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is a king. Folks, I'll pick this up again on hour two tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.